the rugby, the footy, the horses, the golf, the ga. Students, whatever you're a fan of, fuel your passion for sport with a little help from Vodafone X. Switch today and never miss a moment with Sky Sports Mobile TV and 20 gigs of 4G data for just €20 top-up, plus 100 minutes of calls and unlimited texts. Now that's more fuel for more fun. Search Vodafone X now. For full terms, conditions and limitations, including our fair usage policy, see Vodafone.ie.
Chief Quimby here, and your assignment is to listen to Tooncast.
And welcome to the 62nd episode of Tooncast, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am your host, DFG on Mike, and today I'm joined, as usual, with Kevin, Professor Boss K-Dog Thompson. Hello.
Howdy.
How are you?
I am fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah. And today, we're going to be talking about Woody Woodpecker. Well, the cartoon was great. The theme song sucks. We'll get into that. But anyway, how are you, sir?
I'm good and excited to be talking about another classic cartoon character.
Yes. Let's get right into the history lesson, then.
All right. Woody Woodpecker is an animated cartoon character, an anthropomorphic acorn woodpecker, who appeared in theatrical short films produced by the Walter Lantz Animation Studio and distributed by Universal Pictures. Though not the first of the screwball characters that became popular in the 1940s, Woody is perhaps the most indicative of the type. Woody was created in 1940 by storyboard artist Ben Bugs Hardaway, who had previously laid the groundwork for two other screwball characters, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, at the Warner Brothers cartoon studio in the late 30s. Woody's character and design would evolve over the years from an insane bird with an unusually garish design to a more refined-looking and acting character in the vein of the later Chuck Jones version of Bugs Bunny. Woody was originally voiced by prolific voice actor Mel Blanc, who was succeeded by Ben Hardaway, and later by Grace Stafford, who was the wife of Walter Lantz. Lantz produced theatrical cartoons longer than most of his contemporaries, and Woody Woodpecker remained a staple of Universal's release schedule until 1972, when Lantz finally closed down his studio. The character has been revived since then only for special productions and occasions, except for one Saturday morning cartoon, the new Woody Woodpecker show for the Fox Network in the late 1990s, early 2000s.
That's the theme that I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's the theme I remember. I gotta look that up.
Woody Woodpecker cartoons were first broadcast on television in 1957 under the title The Woody Woodpecker Show, which featured Lantz cartoons bookended by new footage of Woody and live-action footage of Walter Lantz, in which he described the behind-the-scenes of what goes into making a cartoon. Woody has a motion picture star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on 7000 Hollywood Boulevard. He also made a cameo alongside many other famous cartoon characters in the 1988 film Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So technically there's been two series of Woody Woodpecker on TV, one in 1957 and one in 1999. So that does it for the history lesson. What do you remember about Woody?
I remember New Adventures more. Or yeah. not New Adventures, the new Woody Woodpecker show, because wasn't that the one with Chili Willy?
Yeah, Chili Willy wasn't that one. I don't know if he appeared in the first one or not, but I don't know which one I saw more. I think I actually remember the old one more, just because in 99 and 2000 I was
too
doing
busy.
Other things. I was going to college and graduating and doing other stuff, I don't know, but I do remember watching the old one, and he just, that trademark laugh, I used to do that laugh all the time. I used to love doing that. I actually think I liked Woody Woodpecker more than a lot of the Looney Tunes characters, just because I thought he was hilarious.
Well, Woody is essentially Daffy Duck, except he's a woodpecker.
And that's what makes him fun, because he can peck people in the head and he has a cool laugh.
God. Oh, jeez. You know, I think the most earliest version of this that I've ever seen, and it's not really Woody, but I remember seeing this design in a Tom and Jerry cartoon with a woodpecker, where I think Jerry saved the woodpecker, and he would always go after Tom every time Tom tried to hurt Jerry or something like that. I don't know.
I think the between the 50s version and the 1999 version, I think they're very similar. If there was ever a true like retake on an old cartoon, I mean, it was this one. They didn't change much. I mean, obviously the voice actors are different, and they did, you know, it's a different time period, so they're going to be a little bit different, but it's almost spot on as far as the same type of show, the same type of humor. Both series are equally as good to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I watched some of the old ones back to back against some of the new ones, and you could have told me that they were the same show almost.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I agree. I really liked for the majority I liked them both, but I don't know. This is another one of those shows like the Flintstones and the Jetsons and all that. This is one of those shows that was rerun in the 80s that I remember watching it and remember thinking that it was part of 80s TV. So the two shows, the original Woody and then the new Woody, they kind of blend together for me a little bit.
Yeah. That's understandable. I think it does for, you know, because there was nothing that was on when we were actually, like, in our heyday of watching cartoons. So, you know, you saw some of the other ones, but you weren't necessarily, like, a humongous fan. And then you see some of the new ones, and you're right, it all kind of blends together to a point.
Yes, yes, it does. So, I guess we can go on to the voice cast here. Again, from 1940 to 41, Woody was voiced by Mel Blanc. Actually, the first three are all voices for Woody.
yeah, all of them, all this whole first thing is all Woody.
Yeah.
So basically, but in the first series that was on TV, it was Gray Stafford, and in the most current series, it was Billy West.
Yeah.
And basically, Blanc originated the voice in a characterization similar to his Daffy Duck, minus the lisp, with the recording slightly sped up to give a higher pitched tone to the voice. And that practice would continue with other voice artists. So, you know, Mel Blanc's the one that's famous for it. Billy West is the one that most people probably have heard do it in the new Woody Woodpecker show.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't. What the hell? They don't list Chili Willy on this as the.
Yeah, I couldn't find him anywhere, so I don't know if he was on this one or not.
I specifically remember Chili Willy cartoons with Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, maybe it was then.
I don't know.
But basically, we have a variety of characters that appeared on the show, and we'll give you the voice actor that does it in the newest series and the voice actor that did it back in the day, and the voice actors that did it back in the day, holy shitballs, excuse my language, but there's some good voice actors that were involved in the Woody Woodpecker shows.
Wally Walrus was done by Billy West, I guess, in the most recent version, and then Hans Conried in the old version. Buzz Buzzard was done by Mark Hamill, Jim Cummings, and Dallas McKinnon. Okay, I don't even remember half these characters, so... Knothead was done by E.G. Daly and June Foray. Wow. Winnie Woodpecker was done by Tress McNeil and B.J. Ward. Splinter. Hey, wait, what's a mutant rat doing in this cartoon?
It's not that Splinter.
Tress McNeil and Nakia Futterman... Wow, what a horrible last name to be saddled with. Yikes. Miss Meanie was Andrea, not Andrea Romano, Andrea Martin. Papa Panda was Rip Taylor. Andy Panda was Dosmer, Walter Tetley, and Sarah Burner. Miranda Panda was Grace Stafford. Space Mouse was Johnny Coons, and Charlie, whoever the fuck Charlie is, was done by Paul Frees.
As far as the old cartoon goes, just harking back to my list at BTV for the most famous or most prominent male voice actors before the 1980s, Dallas McKinnon was on that list, obviously Mel Blanc was on that list, Dawes Butler was on that list, Paul Frees was on that list, and they're all on this show, and I think Hans Conried got an honorable mention, so it had a good cast back in the day. And then you look at it today, Billy West, Jim Cummings, Trace McNeil, BJ Ward, that's not a bad list of people either.
No, it's not.
I don't know any of these other characters, though, so you're not going to be able to ask me for a favorite or a least favorite character. My favorite character is Woody Woodpecker,
yeah,
and I don't remember any others.
Yeah, well, I remember Winnie, and I kind of remember Wally Walrus, but I don't remember most of the other ones either, and like I said, Splinter.
I think I would recognize Buzz Buzzard, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Just the look.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Getting into the behind-the-scenes segment, the series was produced by Norman E. Gluck. Wow, where's Jiminy Glick when you really need him? And Walter Lantz. It was directed by Sid Marcus, Robert Owen, Paul J. Smith, Tex Avery. Wow. Yay, Tex Avery. Someone I actually recognize. Jack Hanna, Walter Lantz, Alex Lovey, Dick Lundy. Ugh, again, unfortunate name to be settled with. As far as the writing credits, Tex Avery's the only name that I really recognize.
Yeah.
And the producer.
These are the new series now.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't recognize.
Other than Walter Lantz and maybe Alan Zaslav, I recognize, but no, I don't recognize any of those people.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, I'll read this first part, and then when you get down to some of my notes on books and censorship crap, but as Lantz we're in the actual show now, people. Sorry. It's the first time I fucking forgot in God knows how long to say, now it's time for the actual show. Holy fuck. As Lantz was struggling financially, Woody's longevity was secured when he made the jump to television in the Woody Woodpecker Show on ABC. The half-hour program consisted of three theatrical Woody shorts, followed by a brief look at cartoon creation hosted by Lantz. It ran from 1957 to 58 and entered syndication until 1966. It was later revived by NBC in 1970 and again in 1976. In addition, the Woodpecker was no longer dishing out abuse to his foils, but was instead on the receiving end. The first notable short to feature Woody as the straight man was 1961's Frankenstymied. Wow. Ugh. Woody's popularity had been based on his manic craziness, and by 1961 this has all but been eliminated in favor of a more serious Woody, one that was trying to do good. This was due in part to Woody's large presence on television, which meant Lantz had to meet the stringent rules against violence for children's television.
Yeah, basically, Woody Woodpecker was a phenomenal character for theatrical shorts and stuff like that. And the reason we haven't really had any, like, big-time popular successful television series with Woody Woodpecker is because TV people won't let Woody Woodpecker be Woody Woodpecker. The censorship demons basically come out and ruin Woody Woodpecker, and that's why when we see him on TV, he's usually not as good as what he was in those shorts. Giving some examples, first to go by, Walter Lantz didn't like this. I mean, this is kind of one of the bones that he had with television people, because he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. But one of the first to go were all scenes involving drinking. There was a besotted horse and an inebriated mouse that were seen kind of weaving to and fro, but the scenes showing them getting drunk were cut out, which rendered their behavior kind of odd and pointless. You couldn't really understand why they were doing it. Also, anything involving sex was taken out, so there was like a dancing harem girl in one episode that was removed and actually made Walter Lantz take the whole short out and not let it air on TV. No animal could be shown kissing a human character. This is stuff that you saw in Bugs Bunny, but because this was sponsored by Kellogg's, Kellogg's censorship was a little bit harsher than whatever Bugs Bunny was having. They also cut out a tobacco-spitting grasshopper. They had to change the title of one of the cartoons from Three Blind Mice to Three Lazy Mice. They just basically removed so much that it took a lot away. The one thing that got through, one questionable bit that slipped by the Kellogg censors, on the very first Woody Woodpecker show, the climactic cartoon segment featured a close-up of a lengthy unpaid hotel bill. One of the room service entries was a large dollar amount for cocaine.
Yeah,
they didn't catch that, so it stayed in there. So, basically, the point is that, you know, Woody Woodpecker was not necessarily the most censor-friendly cartoon ever made, and when it came to the TV show, they had to do so much editing and cutting of stuff that was deemed not appropriate by Kellogg's that it took away from the show a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's, I would like to see some of those old bits, though.
Yeah, that would, yeah, that would be kind of funny as hell.
Well, they even did something similar with the new series, which is, the new series hit a time when violence was the big thing, and they actually made it so Woody Woodpecker couldn't be shown pecking people in the head with his beak.
Yeah.
Which is his trademark. So they cut that out of the new Woody Woodpecker show so you would never see that, even though that's something he always did in the old shorts.
Yeah.
Damn censors.
Yeah, exactly. I guess we can, as much as it pains me, we can move into the music segment. The music was done by Walter Green, Frank Marcells, Eugene Podnanny, and Clarence Wheeler. The new version, the original music, was done by Thomas Chase. I'd like to find a copy of the new Woody Woodpecker show theme.
Yeah.
I can't find it on the website that I normally get the themes from. But the original theme, oh my god. Just kill me.
There you go.
Shut up. just kill me now, because it's not what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be... It's upbeat, but he doesn't actually say anything. He just keeps doing what the hell Kevin just did. And
his famous laugh.
Well, yeah, no, I get that. Don't get me wrong, but I just thought it was something completely different than what it is, and it's like, oh, God. Like, last week's Heathcliff theme rocks, this week Woody Woodpecker sucks.
Yeah, basically.
It's like pecking your eyes out.
Yeah, it is, kind of.
Or, you know, pecking your ears off or something.
Actually, a lot of theme songs from back in the day were very good.
Well, Looney Tunes was good, and Merry Melodies was good, and all that stuff, but
yeah, but I mean, like, some of these specific ones, the theme song was kind of more of an afterthought. Seems like.
Yeah. Anyways, going into the legacy segment here, wow. 88, huh?
Yeah, Garfield's not nowhere on the list, but Woody Woodpecker got 88.
So that means he can time travel now, right?
IGN bastards. The next stuff is more impressive, I think.
Woody was number 46 on TV Guide's list of the 50 greatest cartoon characters of all time in 2002 and 2003. He came in at number 25 on Animal Planet's list of the 50 greatest movie animals in 2004. The character has been referenced and spoofed in many later television programs, among them The Simpsons, American Dad, South Park, Fairly Odd Parents, Family Guy, and Seinfeld. Okay, I'll take The Simpsons and I'll take Seinfeld. Every other one of those fucking shows can kiss my ass.
Family Guy's awesome.
Family Guy sucks.
Family Guy's one of the best.
That was the worst Star Wars spoof I have ever seen in my entire life.
Which one?
The Family Guy one.
There's more than one.
The one where they're doing Star Wars, when they go down the garbage chute.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
It was horrible.
Family Guy's awesome. Woody Woodpecker
is
the mascot.
Stupid.
Woody Woodpecker is a mascot for the Universal Studios theme parks. In 1998, Woody appeared on the nose of the Williams Formula One team, and in 2000, he became the official team mascot of the Honda Motorcycle Racing Team. A balloon featuring the character has long been a staple of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And Woody once made a cameo appearance in a 1995 Pepsi commercial with Shaquille O'Neal.
In 2007, Universal Studios Home Entertainment released the Woody Woodpecker and Friends Classic Cartoon Collection, a three-disc DVD box set, compilation of Walter Lantz cartoons, the first 45 Woody Woodpecker shorts from Knock Knock to the Great Who Did It, or Dude Did It, okay, weird, were presented in the box set in chronological order of release, with various Chilly Willy, Andy the Panda, Swingin' Symphonies, and other Lance shorts. Now, I gotta go back to Chilly Willy, because, I remember Chilly Willy being mixed in with... It's kind of like what we were talking earlier about the cartoons of this era having three shorts. Like, you'd have...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Underdog is the only one I can think of, but you have Underdog, Tennessee Tuxedo, and then one other one. So I remember, and I looked up Chilly Willy on Wiki, and apparently he had his own show as well, but I remember them including it with with Woody Woodpecker. Shorts also included the Woody Woodpecker and Friends Classic Cartoon Collection Volume 2, including the next 45 Woody Woodpecker cartoons, Termites from Mars through Jittery Jester. Was released in 2008. A vanilla best of release entitled Woody Woodpecker Favorites was released in 2009, which contained new to DVD material, plans for the further releases, as well as Region 1 DVD release of the new Woody Woodpecker show are currently on hold, although the 1999 series has received VHS and DVD releases outside of North America and is available for viewing on Hulu. Okay. Yeah.
So the classic stuff's out there on DVD for you to get. New stuff, not so much yet.
Yeah, which sucks.
But since the classic ones just came out in the last 2 years, you
should it's actually the last 3 years.
Well, yeah, 2007, 2008, so we should be seeing something else probably soon.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe not. Maybe they didn't sell well enough. Who knows? Maybe it's too much laughing. Too much theme songs for people.
For a second there, you almost sounded like Lewis, the swan, trumpeting his swan there.
That's what I meant to sound like.
Tooncast will be back after these messages.
Do not be alarmed. This transmission is being jacked by the lunchroom. We are here to tell you that the lunchroom has been rebooted. It is now a part of the Geekcast Radio Network, and is still available at thelunchroom.net. It debuts every Monday or Wednesday, or whenever we see fit to give it to you. Any further information can be found at thelunchroom.net. We will now return you to your regular program.
This is Dr. Wily, and I will destroy Mega Man while listening to Tooncast!
Did you know that Justin Bieber's actually Webster in a girl suit?
Did you know that Teddy Ruxpin's friend Grubby, actually a tapeworm?
Did you know that Gargamel was really a cat lady?
Did you know that Billy Zane is the only man to ever beat Chuck Norris?
If you didn't know any of these things, then you should be currently listening to Chicken Pop Pod Retro Comedy Podcast. Catch it at chickenpoppod.com.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight. I see a new episode of Tooncast coming this week.
Now back to Tooncast.
So, final thoughts on Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker to me is a great example of classic cartoon. He was cartoons before we had cartoons. Old school people, that's what they saw when they went to the theater, and instead of previews, they got to see some Woody Woodpecker shorts before they were double feature and whatnot. So, he represents a piece of American history, basically. I think he's a great character, especially in his original form when he's allowed to be violent and be adult-type cartoon. I love his laugh. I used to do that laugh all the time. And actually, the ones that I was watching in preparation for this record were very easy to watch still today. Granted, some of the animation's old-school looking and some of it's whatever, but as far as the gags and the humor and his voice acting and his look and everything is spot on, easy to watch, and I think Woody Woodpecker is, like Looney Tunes, is just kind of timeless. You can just watch those over and over. Any, you know, it's not like a lot of cartoons these days where, you know, maybe 20, 30 years from now, nobody's going to be able to sit through that. Or like a lot of the stuff that came out in the 70s. I mean, this is just something that anyone can enjoy if they had a chance to watch it. Unfortunately, it's not on, you know, it's not out there a lot for people to watch, but I enjoy Woody Woodpecker. He's not my favorite cartoon character of all time or anything like that, but
yeah,
I enjoy him.
Well, I mean, you know, it is out. I mean, at least, you know, there's at least, you know, two sets.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, there's classic, it's Woody Woodpecker and Friends, classic Volume 1 and Volume 2. So, I mean, at least, you know, at least the original series is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you know, and I agree with you. While he is, it's not hard to watch, and Woody is a great character. You know, he's not that easily forgettable, but, you know, still, I don't think, if you want, like you said, the cartoon violence or the old, you know, cartoon type of Looney Tunes things, but in a slightly different format with Woody, yeah, go for this, but. And it has kind of stood the test of time, but I don't know. It's okay. It's not like a cartoon that I would watch all the time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So thank you for joining us here on TuneCast. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com. Join the forums, protoconempire.com/nexus. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. GCRN TuneCast is the show Twitter. Mine is TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter?
Boss K Dog.
Become a fan on Facebook. Search GeekCast Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast. I wish you would join us next time. We'll be reminiscing on Richie Rich. And yes, I know Richie Rich, the Richie Rich cartoon, has gone through several different titles, but just to simplify it, it's Richie Rich, damn it. For now, I am TF2 on Mike with
Optimus Solo from BehindTheVoiceActors.com.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Hey, you're listening to TuneCast.
Richie Rich has got the Midas touch and the heart of solid gold. Richie never will forget his pals. Friendship can't be undersold. Just a little kiss from Gloria. Richie starts to crush and twitch. Dollar B, we reckle tiny too. You know they love Richie Rich.
Cap Pierre Cuisine Extraordinaire.
Thundercavalry's the best.
Maid Irona, she has nerves of steel.
Maid Imani, you're the best.
Chauffeur Bascom is a highway king.
Reggie is a little skit. Everybody's ready for some fun. Come on, let's join Richie Rich.